Hello, welcome to the 14th ever Offline TV podcast. I am your host, Toast, Yvonne, being joined. She's got nothing to say.
Hey, what up, chat? How's it going?
We also have Skara.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And Lily Pichu.
Hello.
Wait, I don't even get a segment where I could say anything?
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe.
Fine.
Okay, Skara, what's new with you?
No, it's too late now. You already passed me for Lily. Lily, what's new in your life?
Nothing.
Okay, Skara, you're the only one with anything going on.
No, that's not true. It's only because I haven't been on the... Okay, I want to let this publicly make the statement that I was asked to be on this podcast a couple of times, but Sean had to be like, you know what? Lily really wanted to speak on this podcast, so you're getting kicked off. And I'm like, okay. I respect that.
Because Lily wanted to defend the artist community as she was part of it over the drama that happened last week.
Yeah. You know what ended up happening was I talked about it so much on my stream and I got really tired by the time the podcast came, so I didn't have much to offer. But don't worry, I'll talk twice as much this time.
Twice as much, you say. Everyone keep track. For every two words,
zero.
She says it's one word for us. Right?
What?
Okay, we're ready.
What? Keep going.
Okay, sure.
All right, so Lily, what's new with you?
Yeah, nothing much. I don't understand. Wait, what am I supposed to talk about? There's nothing. Okay, my mic is really quiet. Apparently, do I literally talk like this? Is this okay, guys? Can you guys hear me?
I hear you up.
Okay, all right, sorry. Nothing is really new with me.
We have been live for 10 minutes, and we've established that there's nothing new going on with any of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly.
We live boring, pitiful lives.
Scar, yes. You came second at an auto chess tournament, right?
Hell yeah.
How was that?
I got hard carried. I teamed with Becca and she put me in a backpack and fucking like chugged me up a mountain and we won. And all of our opponents just griefed, like straight up hardcore griefed. So like we got second.
Nice. How much money was that?
$3,250.
$3,200.
And 50.
And $50.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to buy us dinner?
You remember I was going to and I forgot my wallet that night. So you guys, Lily actually bought me dinner that night.
I gave him a $20 bill and said, run along, child. Buy what you want.
I said, thank you, mom. And then that's how it worked. But at some point I will.
Oh, I have something. I'll be at Seattle.
Oh, what's at Seattle?
For the Husky Gaming Expo.
Husky?
On May 20, was it 5th, I believe, to 26th.
Do they have mascots?
At Seattle, huh?
Do you have Husky mascots?
I don't know.
So you're gonna, what are you gonna do at Seattle? Meet kids?
It's a League of Legends thing, I think. And then there's X Specials going, I think. Albert, me. I forgot the guest list.
Speak up.
I forgot the guest list.
Okay, but it's a League of Legends thing at Seattle.
Yeah.
Do you like traveling for events?
Well, this one I said I'd only do it if Albert went, and I forgot that Albert doesn't turn down anything.
So were you kind of saying it, hoping? Is this something that when the time comes, you're kind of like, fuck, I just...
No. I haven't been to Seattle in years. I like Seattle.
What's in Seattle?
It's very rainy. I love the weather.
Really?
You like rainy weather?
Yes.
I like rainy weather.
Really?
I don't mind rainy weather.
I think the appeal is that you know no one is having fun.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's kind of like a blanket misery over everyone, and I feel like it equalizes and cleanses at the same time.
I understand.
Thank you, Toast. That's why
you guys been
host.
To Seattle?
Yeah.
You guys are dreary people, yes.
What's there to do?
Food?
Pike's Place?
What's
That's actually the only place I know.
I know, that's me too.
It's food. Their seafood is great.
There's also the pier and stuff. Oh yeah, the coffee,
the
right?
First Starbucks in the world. Their Starbucks are even more Starbucks here than other Starbucks. Did you know Starbucks purposely burn their beans so that their taste is consistent?
Like throughout every country in the world, yes.
Yes.
It's smart.
That's a lot of like chain. I think it's very important for chain places to be consistent because you want to go to Starbucks and then if I order something, I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
You say that, taste. But then you go to McDonald's and any place in the world and every McDonald's is different. I heard the one in Canada is made
differently. I think this is different like country to country. For sure, because Starbucks in Japan, have you seen their sakura blossom?
Oh
like,
my god, it looks
drinks
so
and
nice.
The cups, it's like amazing. And America doesn't have that, so
yikes.
All right, excellent. Wow, today's a special day.
Oh yeah,
today's a special day.
Yeah, I've been noticing something about us
because this is the first podcast by Auckland TV.
That is.
That has a sponsor. Woo! Whoa! Wait, we made it big, everyone.
We're getting money.
Today's podcast is sponsored by East Meets East, which is the number one dating app for Asian Americans. And you'll notice something about all of us today.
I'm a Korean. You're?
You should know what I am.
Chinese.
Are you sure?
Chinese.
Ooh.
Taiwanese.
Wait, you're Chinese?
Yeah.
Wait, you're Chinese?
What'd you guys think I was? Wait, what? Shit. You guys need to be very careful
not mixing up Taiwanese and Chinese. Albert gets mad.
Come on.
So we have a sponsor segment where we talk about our dating life.
Wait,
you guys dated before, right?
Yes.
Nope.
Have you guys? You...
I mean, sorry.
Keep Sean's
going.
Right there. You're fine. If we need truth, we can just ask him.
Okay.
Have you guys used dating apps before?
Yes.
No.
Tell the truth.
Like for fun. Like,
oh, ironically. I use it ironically too. I'm so lonely.
I've done it when I was at work because I was really bored. Me and my coworker were just swiping through people.
Oh, what app?
Ironically, yeah.
I used Tinder before. Didn't have any luck.
Did you use it in North America? You used it in Taiwan, right?
I used it in Taiwan and here, and then I like literally never met a single person.
Were you using it for fun, or did you want to?
I put in my profile looking for friends.
No wonder people swiped left on
you.
No,
no, no. I got matches. But then, like, you know, I just got really nervous before, like, hey, you want to meet up? This one guy, I remember, okay, he was like, hey, you like anime? I like anime. I'm like, okay, what kind of anime do you like? I like Death Note. I'm like, all right, it's a basic anime, but I'll take it. I like Death Note. He's like, and then he was like, cool, you want to come over to my place and watch anime? I'm like, wow, that was really fucking fast.
Holy.
And I'm like, oh, where do you live? Oh, I live in this area, which is like, well, at that time, it was like 15, 20 minutes away. I'm like, oh, you know, maybe next time. I
didn't notice. Yikes.
It just went really fast, okay? And I'm like, you know, I don't want to meet anyone.
Were they Asian?
Yeah.
Like for me, when I was trying to, you know, use Tinder as a joke kind of deal.
Ironically, yeah.
I found myself swiping right more often on Asian honeys than non-Asian honeys.
I feel like there was like an app where you can just... like Asian Americans meeting other Asian Americans, right?
That'd be pretty useful.
For me, it's just, I guess, a comfort thing knowing they share some of the same culture. I'm not racist, for the record. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page. It's not a racism thing, but I guess it's a comfort thing.
I think it 100% is a comfort thing. Like I know some of you have experienced the same things I did growing up as an Asian American that maybe other people wouldn't necessarily understand, and I think that's fine.
Yeah,
Scar, have you tried East Meets Eats?
Okay. So I signed up yesterday to prepare myself for this website. Let me pull up my profile. It's already pulled up. Okay. Well, first of all, I've never been on a dating app.
So now let me ask you: are you doing this ironically or unironically?
Okay. How about I'll read my profile description for you, and then you tell me. Okay.
Lily, did you sign up?
No.
I'm not going to lie about it.
I'm happy. But if I was single,
I signed up.
Okay. So, William online, and they say the age, whatever, ethnicity, where you live, and then they ask for your profession.
Talk into the mic.
They ask for your profession. I put a gamer.
Oh, wait. he's answered truthfully.
Okay. Ooh. About me. I love League of Legends. I'm a tier 3 Pokimane subscriber.
You are.
You're not lying.
My top 3 priorities in life: streaming, my family and friends, my bed. Your typical weekend look like playing video games. Favorite countries I'd love to visit: nowhere. And then the generic stuff like no. How do you have children? No, your language, I speak English, nothing else. Your height, which is...
Wait, do you have streamer anywhere in there or just gamer?
I just put gamer.
How do they know if you have clout then?
Well, I mean, I'm just... Do you need clout to find true
Tinder,
love?
Yes.
I didn't put any of that either.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I wanted people to like...
Girls love clout.
Yeah, I guess it would be different.
Yvonne, did you make a profile?
Yeah, I did.
What's your result?
Oh, I got This is within 5 minutes of making my account.
She's bragging.
She's bragging.
She's bragging. She got smiles, didn't you?
Okay, I actually had one really troll thing happen. So this guy named Sean messaged me.
Wait, like
ironically, his name is spelled S-H-A-W-N.
Oh.
And he, the first thing he said,
that's a lot of messages with him. Hey, oh my god. What kind of research are you doing?
All right, listen, okay, I'm doing in-depth research.
You have to scroll a lot.
I wish you guys could see Sean's face right now.
Me, okay? Yvonne needs a dating app to only find Sean's.
All right. Anyway, this guy named Sean messages me and says, "Hi, Yvonne, my name is Sean. How's your night going?" And then the funny thing is, he said, "What brought you to East Me East? Aren't you in a relationship already?"
Way. So,
so he knew you.
No, wait, is this actually...
Oh, wait.
He actually knew who I was and just said, "Surprised you're here," and stuff. It's like, what are you doing? Like, he thought it was a, I mean, not thought, but
knew.
Yeah, knew.
Thought.
But did you receive interest from other men?
Yes.
Wait, how can we?
Wait, that's so many. Shit. Yvonne, subtle sex flex, but okay.
I've only had two people message,
but hey, like, that's pretty good.
That's in 24 hours, and she got like 50.
Okay, look, anything above one.
She's a girl.
Okay,
what does that mean?
Wait, I heard that there's always more guys than girls on the dating apps.
Yeah, but are all of them tier 3 Pokey subscribers?
Oh, how are these girls? Did you message them?
No.
Did they message you? What did they say?
Oh, I think I just got like there's like a way to express interest.
A smile system, yes. Which is how they're like, hey, I'm kind of interested in you.
Message them back. Hey, ladies.
Oh, you can also do live multi-party chat room. So no more catfishing. You can directly cam with them. Get them on camera.
What the? Ask Yvonne to get Sean on camera. That's
whoa. He's watching this, okay? Or he will.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he said he's going to watch it.
Would you do that, like, before meeting up with someone, if there was a cam function, to do, like, cam with them?
I would, like... almost 100% have to see some proof of who they are.
Yeah.
Like some sort of...
Oh, you're afraid of being catfish.
Okay, the fear... I've seen enough Netflix videos to know where this goes.
Wait,
like,
the topic list. Yvonne was caught red-handed using the app while dating her handsome boyfriend?
Wait, what? Sean! Why is that
anyone
in there?
That's not subtle.
Anyone could have written that topic.
You're the only one who writes this.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
But yeah.
You would live chat with them?
I would absolutely make sure they are who they say they are. Because I don't want to go to a meetup and it's like
catfished.
Yeah, I just get catfished. It's not even. It's like a guy. It's like, by the way, I knew you were Scar. I'm a big fan. if they open with those lines, I'd be like, oh.
It's a guy using that Snapchat filter.
Yeah, something like that. Like oh, I cannot even live with myself.
Any catfishing poses, like, it's just like lying, you know? Yeah. And that automatically is just turn off. Like,
exactly.
No matter what you lie.
Wait, what happens if you got catfished, but they were more attractive than what they looked
like? I've actually heard of that. Like, I read this on Relationship Start, right? And this guy was really confused. He's like, I got reverse catfish, Because, like, the photo was really different, but when he saw her in person, like, she had lost a lot of weight, she looked really good, right? And he was like really confused, and she's like, I just wanted someone to like me for like who I am, and I was like testing
but then
he said that, like, as I mean, like, I guess they passed the test, but at the same time I'm like uncomfortable because it was led on by like deceit, essentially, right? Even if she was doing it for herself, so what should I do? It was like an interesting
thing. You know, I'll be honest, sometimes I swipe left on girls who are too attractive because I feel like
that gives you power.
No, I feel like I can not get an attractive, like a super attractive girl.
What? And
if the girl is a little unattractive, I'd feel more comfortable. I don't think that's a weird feeling.
No, I always thought, like, I always heard it best this way, like, don't make up excuses for them, you know? So like, in this situation, like, don't say you're not good enough, Toast. You can get any girl you want. I'm sure there's thousands of girls watching this right now that would love
but,
to.
But he wouldn't, because he is happy in the...
Yes.
Yeah. That's why when me and Jana were in the harem, I didn't take it seriously because it's like, oh, she's too pretty. And it's like, she'll never really.
Okay. All right.
Fine.
All right.
But
Okay. Clip it and send it to Jared. Let's
wow,
move
that was
on.
Smooth.
That was so smooth.
Oh, jeez.
Damn. I feel like we should leave. I feel like we're third wheeling, but we're not. Like,
I know. I just really want to read the rest of the messages you sent to Sean.
I'm curious,
what?
Too. Like,
what?
I'm actually surprised that there's interest that soon for...
Avant?
No, for you.
What the fuck does that mean?
Because you're a guy. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Usually you have to reach out to women to get them to show interest.
It's very heavily favored for girls.
Have you tried Tinder?
It's very heavily favored.
You will
for
never
girls.
Like you can match with 100 girls. None of them will send you a message.
I have never felt more wanted than
Damn,
in Tinder.
Damn, Scara.
I don't believe you guys.
You can
I think it's true.
You can ask any man who's tried Tinder. Unless you're super hot, you always have to send the first message. Mm-hmm. And you have to craft this elaborate, funny, witty, too desperate message.
Wow, you really know your stuff. I didn't realize.
It's hard out there. Which is why when you said you got two interests already, I'm like, oh, shit, really?
Yeah, that's actually really good, Scarlett.
Yeah. Like you didn't.
Like you don't know where the bar is, and I'm telling you,
okay,
the bar is fucking hard, man.
Okay.
Scar also didn't use Cloud.
Yeah, that's true.
Imagine if you used Cloud.
I mean, he did use the
Pokemon. I mean,
I
did connect.
Sub.
Yeah, I did use someone else's Cloud.
I live with Pokemon. Just say that.
Oh my!
You know, it'd be great if you actually found love through this. Message them
through Pokey. Yeah.
No, through the app.
Through the app.
What if their message was like, "Are you really a tier 3 Pokey?"
Look,
how
do
I respond
to
that?
Do, right? If she wants to meet Pokimane and she comes to the house, you have
do
to.
Do you think Pokey would say yes
to help you?
Yeah.
To help you? Hell yeah, she will.
She will wing woman for you.
Wait,
Scar's
actually thinking about
Dude,
it.
No,
he wants
no.
to
this
do.
Could be a long term sponsorship.
Those two matches must be really cute.
I'm good. I'm just gonna.
All right.
See what they look like?
Nah, stay away from me.
Anyway, did you know that you can also see who's visited your profile? You can get an idea of the type of people you're attracting and check out the profiles of prospects and make the first move.
All right. So thank you, East Meets East Chat. You can download this app on the App Store or the description below for the YouTube audience. We're not on YouTube right now. We're on Twitch. So find love today.
It is the number one Asian dating app in the UC, Canada, and beyond. What's the UC? US?
The U...
Hey, that's right next to
that
on
Google. Oh my god,
Sean! In the US.
In the US, Canada, and beyond. And check out the link in the description below.
Now, let's talk about when you don't find love in the right way. In
and
the
you
wrong
cheat
way.
On your wife?
And you fall in love with the wrong person. The person who's been lying to you, manipulating you.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
But in order to reach this point, you have to find someone. And what better way than East Meets East, the dating app? All right, let's talk about controversies, drama, scandals, infidelity, manipulation.
Wow.
Why is Yvonne getting into this?
Yeah, it's fun. What? I mean, not
Yvonne
fun. Yvonne
loves
I mean,
to
like,
spill the tea.
There's just
right.
lots of stuff that happened this week.
All right, let's start off with the big one.
Oh, yes.
I'll be honest, I have no idea who the fuck any of these people were. And then after the last week, I'm like, yeah, I know everything about them.
Oh, yeah, I know too much about them now.
Oh, yeah, some might even say we've seen too much.
Seen too much. All right, first up is YouTuber Pro Jared, who, you know, had a million subscribers on YouTube.
Lost a lot, hundreds of thousands.
Lose? Hundreds of thousands?
I thought he lost like a 1 to 200,000. I'm not sure if that's true.
He's under a million now.
Yeah.
So his ex-wife, Heidi, I believe her name was, made a post on Twitter after Pro Jared blocked her, saying that, you know, he cheated on her with another content creator called Commander Holly, who was the ex-wife of another content creator from Game Grumps, Ross. So, you can see how four high-profile internet celebrities got caught up in a cheating scandal and why everyone's like, oh, spicy, spicy, spicy.
I always thought that at some point we'd stop being able to talk about drama, but it's just not possible. It feels like every week.
Remember what I said? Every week there's something new.
Yes.
It will never run out. People love drama.
It's actually crazy.
Yeah.
As long as the internet exists and people exist, there will be drama.
All right. Let's start off things. Is cheating that bad?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, all right, yeah,
we can
bad.
Add that to the list of things bad. Racism bad, N-word bad, cheating bad.
I've had a lot, actually not a lot, but like a few friends who've cheated before themselves. Mm-hmm. And listening to their reasoning and being their friend, like I can understand it, but I still think it's bad. But like I don't like shut them away because of that.
But what if cheating is simply a sign that you are not happy in your current relationship?
Then you should handle it more maturely.
What if you cheat and then after breakup with your current significant other? Because the cheating made you realize you don't really love them that much. That's why you cheated.
It's still really, it's a scummy move no matter what.
That's a fucking bad idea.
Wow. Is it better to break up and then bang the other person?
Yes.
Is that bang the other person and break up? It's an ordering thing.
Yeah. I mean, yes, sometimes in life it is an ordering thing.
But the end result's the same. You bang someone else and you broke up with your current SO.
The means don't justify.
But you still bang them while you're with them, technically, so that's still bad. Well, granted, if you break up and then immediately bang, like that could still hurt people, but like honestly, that's just you being you. I mean,
I think this topic is like a really big look onto like what it means to be popular online, you know? Mm-hmm. Like people like this exist everywhere.
Yeah.
But like what happens is if you're a personality, you're elevated because you have a platform. You are pushed on a pedestal. It's like
even though like they're normal people, let's say everything you do is magnified. So if you fuck up, that's gonna
you fuck up,
everyone will see it.
Explosively, pretty much. And so one of the things I didn't like about this, and I think everything that Pro Jared did was kind of fucked up, and I've seen too much and read too much, and I'm
seen his penis?
I don't want to really talk about it.
I've seen his penis.
All right, raise your hand if you've seen his penis.
Oh, Yvonne, you're missing out.
Wait, his penis is
let me show you.
We can fix this right now.
But one of the things I hate is the idea that people bring up old stuff.
Okay, I don't like that.
I really like...
Like how?
Like bringing up tweets from, let's say, like 8 years
ago. Yeah, it's like, look, when this guy was a dumbass, he said something stupid. Like when he was younger. Like, I'm so happy that I wasn't really popular when I was younger. Because I used to do like terrible shit. Like I used to be like... I used to be like a bully actually in school.
I was really immature. 19, yeah, 20
no,
years old.
Like you actually
bullied people, Scar?
Yeah,
how like, could you?
Like, stop that.
Yeah, how did you bully them?
Why did you
why
I thought you were a nice guy.
No, like I think like what ended up happening was it wasn't like I like beat the shit out of people or like ask people
just
for lunch
lightly
money.
Beat the shit out
of no, it was just like I would like emotionally bully some people. And I didn't realize that would be the case. Like, because when I was younger, like, I don't know shit, right? And like, it was also the times where I used to like play a lot of World of Warcraft. And what ended up happening was I was a raid leader in for some of this stuff. And I used to create my own pugs. If people ever had the comms of me leading the raid, it would be awful. Like if you hear what I used to say, you'd be like, that does not sound like you at all. I'd be like, I can reasonably tell people that's not me. Even if they know it's my voice, I'd be like, no, there's no way he'd say stuff like that.
Have you ever casually used the F word?
Fuck?
No,
the derogatory one.
Maybe when I was younger, yeah. Like I remember I used to call people retard all the time. All the time when I was ready before.
That's how it was.
They made a mistake and instantly it would come out. And that's just what happened. And I feel like if I was more popular back then, and something bad happens to me, like I cheat on my imaginary girlfriend that doesn't exist, but might do the East Miss Eats, right?
And so, then someone comes out with your voice clip. Yeah, like, Scar is a bad person.
Yeah, or like
he's the R word.
Like actually, I was in middle school with Scar, and to be honest, he bullied the shit out of me. I'm glad he's crashing and burning now. Like stuff like that. Where
people would 100% say that if you were really popular.
Yeah. No, the thing is that. I had people do that anyway. So what happened was for a period of time, like I was getting shit on the subreddit, not just recently, but when I was like not good as a pro player, and people would just randomly say stuff like, "Yeah, Scar was just, I knew Scar was a dick. Like this guy, he's so bad." I remember specifically, I was like, "I'm not responding to any of these." And someone's like, "I remember me and Scar. You know what? He just ignored me and then like said some bad shit about." It. And I immediately responded. I was like, "What did I say to you? When did I talk to you about this?" And then never responded back. I'm like, I fucking knew it. There's no way. Because he was talking about how I didn't treat my fans well, and that like I would like ignore them and like say bad things about them to their face. I'm like, I would never fucking do that. I was so pissed. That's the only thing I responded to.
Yeah, they'll it's like confirmation bias. If they want to dislike you, they will find reasons to dislike mm-hmm. you. They'll be like, oh yeah, I always knew he was a bad person or she was a bitch or whatever. Like, it's very easy to bandwagon on that kind of mm-hmm.
right.
And on being on the receiving end, it really sucks because I'd like to think we have all matured and changed.
Oh, absolutely.
From, let's say when we were 18 or 19 years old, right? But I mean, it comes with, you know, the popularity and the fame. People, if they want to dislike you, they'll dislike you no matter what.
But in this case, the stuff that's coming out is him.
Oh, it's bad. Oh,
yeah, this shit is bad. Oh, yeah.
I can't even.
Don't get me wrong. I think having a Tumblr dedicated to soliciting underage like nudes from girls is like way worse than me saying like dropping the R word in like WoW raid comms, right?
It's like when I first said, "Oh, he cheated." That's horrible. Oh, it's like, yeah. It got like worse and worse. And I'm like, oh my
God. I started seeing the pictures. I was like, okay, that's too much.
Do you think if he cheated only, his relationship was salvageable? I mean, his persona, his future, his career.
Yes.
You think it's salvageable?
I think it's a lot less damning.
Yeah, I think he could still salvage it to an extent. Yeah, to an extent.
I mean, other people have cheated and they...
But...
Yeah.
Dude, people have done terrible things in the mm-hmm. community.
I think the comparison with Dr. Disrespect is different because his wife, Dr. Disrespect's wife, isn't a content creator. Mm-hmm. And he didn't cheat. Well, actually, he might have cheated with another content creator. But his wife isn't. And Dr. Disrespect came out first. And his wife forgave him.
Yeah.
That is also true.
And on top of that, there wasn't like a pass with him being like, by the way, he had this Tumblr.
Well, yeah.
And like
he sent
these pictures and these pictures pop up and you're just like, well, shit, I saw too much of Dr. Disrespects today,
yeah,
you know?
He admitted it. Whereas Pritchard blocked his wife and said something completely like,
he
PR
tried to
friendly
lie.
Statement.
Yeah. Yeah, and make himself look like this.
And then the wife obviously fired back and then just crash and burn.
Can we also talk about how the girl he cheated on with replied to his tweet saying like, oh, I'll be here for you.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Chief. We're champ? I don't know.
It's like you're accused of infidelity with this woman, and this woman's like, I'll be here for you if you need me. It's like,
I don't even know, man. Like, what do you say to that?
Yeah, that's the thing. You just don't say it in the first place.
And then, like, but I know some of his YouTuber buddies came out and defended him. It's like, hey, you guys don't have the full story. All right? You guys shouldn't talk about this. Why are you guys making this public?
Sure, we don't have the full story, but...
We have too much already. I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm.
And, like, people's knee-jerk reaction was to, like, his friend was to defend him. And then stuff started coming out, like... Oh, well, here's the nude he sent to his fans. And here's the messages he sent to cosplayers asking them for their pictures. Mm-hmm. And then the friends are like, ooh.
Yeah, never mind, Jared. You're on your own.
Yeah. It's like...
I think you can get away with doing bad stuff in this scene. I think the idea that people can't be or can't have like redemption arcs and still be successful but not as popular is wrong, because it's true for like a lot of YouTubers. There are people who like, well, I remember that there was that big CSGO Lada thing. Yeah, right? Same. And then there's still people associated with that group that still stream, you know? And it's like, okay, well, nothing really happened.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's YouTubers who've had drama and just bounce back. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what happened with that blonde guy, Team 10 owner...
Jake Paul
Logan yes Paul? Remember that he did
Suicide Force
mm-hmm. yeah, and then he lost a shitload of subs and a week later he just gained subs and I was
he's
like
bigger than ever
mm-hmm. yeah, and it's like, well shit, you know, like it was bad but like as long as it doesn't like snowball out of fucking control, like I think people will jump onto the next drama thing because mm-hmm. like what happened after next week, well it turns out this Twitch streamer, I don't know, showed her feet on stream, and then all of a sudden people jump on that shit, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know the Paul brothers. I
like how there's a group in chat's like, that's not the right Paul brothers, right? that's Logan Paul. Don't you know the difference? But yeah. Speaking of people making mistakes but still having a good fan base, apparently.
Oh, shit, okay.
I didn't really know about this, but there's a streamer called Delor who got banned for 30 days for harassment and hateful conduct.
Wait, I've never heard of this.
Let's play the clip of the recent issue.
Is this...
What is this?
Safe for work?
Can I have the armor, please, or I'm going to leave?
He's asking for the armor that his teammate has.
Fucking cunt, you're trash, dude. Why would you come here and take my items and die with them? You fucking worthless piece of shit. Worthless
it's
piece
a woman.
Of fucking shit. Don't fucking play video games. You're bad.
Shut the fuck up.
You're fucking bad.
I hope you get fucked on.
Well, of course I am. I don't have armor. You took it.
Oh, shut the fuck
fucking up. Trash. Go fucking cook a fucking sandwich, you fucking bitch.
Go cook a fucking sandwich, you fucking
bitch. I just find that funny.
Oh, go cook a fucking sandwich. Oh my god.
I don't,
he didn't even say make a sandwich.
Yeah, I've never heard the term cook a sandwich. Bread, ham, cheese, bread. Cook
English.
A sandwich.
He was too mad.
I mean, sometimes you gotta toast the bread. Yeah. And maybe make toast like... Grill the meat, you know? Mm-hmm. Cook true. A sandwich. So he got banned 30 days. For that.
He made an explanation video on his YouTube. It got 500,000 views.
What?
And the majority of the comments like, yeah, don't worry, man. We support you. Ready for when you come back. I did some more research. He has another clip from a couple years ago where he was playing Overwatch. We would play that clip for you.
We would get banned instantly.
In the clip, he says the N-word 50 times in a row.
Oh, okay.
Literally, well. Just the N-word.
It's like very aggressive.
To like when he's in voice chat and Overwatch. Too.
Oh my god.
And he was at the time like wanting to go pro in Overwatch, but this clip essentially.
I think I remember this a while ago.
Do you remember someone saying the N-word 50 times?
Yeah,
in a row?
I think it's the same person.
Yeah. I found that interesting because like. On his YouTube video where he apologized for the recent comments, it was like very positive as well. Like he had a community. And I don't know because the last time he showed a sign of racism, which is just like he said he's not racist, he's just saying the word to trigger his teammates. Mm-hmm. And now he tells a woman that she's a cunt and she needs to go cook a sandwich.
Cook a sandwich, I love
it. And called her a bitch. Yeah. And which is like very sexist as well. Mm-hmm. And yet he has a fan base. He has people rooting for him. Like I know.
How long ago was this N-word incident?
2 years.
That's.
And I know someone from TSM, a Fortnite girl, like replied to his tweet of him getting announced he was banned. He's like, hey, you know, hope you come back soon too. So it's always interesting to me how some people get away with things, others get shit on.
I think the funniest, I don't know about funny, but I met a lot of toxic people in League of Legends. Like I, whatever happens online, like they'll shit talk me like so much. Literally just like call me all kinds of bad shit. I'll meet them in real life. They are the most like passive, like shy kids ever. They'll thank me like, hey, I'm a big fan. And I have to look at them seriously and be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like
that happens all the time.
Like actually I'm just
no
like
no one will ever say shit to you in real life. No
yeah.
One
I feel and the funniest thing is after I met him, I played with him like a game later, like after I got back from a convention. And like he flamed the shit out of me again. And I was just like, all right, I guess this is gonna be. I like took it less seriously because I saw him in real life.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think that clip's just fucking funny. Like, especially the way where obviously there's sexism in there. I'd say actually, if you cut off that clip, like the last 5 seconds, you don't even like it's whatever. Honestly,
yeah. I don't think this individual is actually a racist.
I think maybe like he just got really frustrated
at figure the other person.
Yeah, it's like what. Can you say to someone to make them?
It's just
upset.
Aggressive shit talking, dude. I'm sure if you go on fucking Xbox Live, people are throwing shit like this all the time, you know?
Yeah.
That is true.
But I do think that, like, the more important thing is just, like, Twitch is just confusing. Like, as a streamer on the platform, it's like, I don't know what they're going to ban. For how long, for what reason, I don't know what the hell they're going to do sometimes. And I'm, like, really fortunate because I think I was told that I got like one of the lowest amount of reports like of any streamer period. and like no one reports me. Like there's nothing to report, you know? You're watching my stream, you're probably going to sleep. Like, a lot of people on my stream are just like, is it weird I keep your stream on when I go to sleep? I'm like, nah, dude, whatever, you float your boat, man. And so like,
but even if it's like normal, right, we shouldn't normalize it, I think.
Yeah
I mean,
like, that kind of behavior,
like, I agree, and I'm like, look, it's Twitch's platform, they need to decide the rules, but they just need to be consistent with them. I don't care.
It feels like pretty inconsistent.
If they want to be like, hey, anytime you say like the n-word, we're banning you for 30 days. Mm-hmm. If you say it more than 3 times consecutively within 5 seconds, they have like these really strict rules, who knows, they're like, we're gonna ban you for 40 days, and people are like, that's really kind of weird specific reasoning, but like,
If it's consistent,
it's like, well, at least you knew, like, they're going to ban you for this amount of time. Don't say it twice and, like, you know, chill or something like that. Or, like, don't say it, period, right? So don't say it, period. I was just kidding about that. That's really bad. I just worry because, like, every time I open up, the funniest thing is I used to never go to live stream fails ever. I remember when we first moved in together, Lily would be on it a lot.
I was on Livestream Fail like from the moment it was made. And I remember it used to be like, oh, like funny fails on the internet, blah, blah. It has over time evolved into this whole other community. Like, it's insane how much it's changed since I first started browsing it.
I think the main cause for that was streamers started browsing Livestream Fail on their stream. And essentially, it became a hub for the community, because like individually
it is a community now.
Mm-hmm. Most of them can't sustain a subreddit,
right? And you'd imagine like that to be going toward the main Twitch subreddit, but that subreddit is,
it's monitored, it's policed,
yeah, it's very dead,
yeah, and like Twitch staff are mod, so like, whereas Livestream Fail is essentially free fall, became a hub for everyone.
But anyways, I started going onto that subreddit because Lily was on it, because everyone else was on it, and I was like, well, I want to be in the know, like, I want to know what they're doing. And now, like, I'll browse it here and there, and it really just is X person got banned for Y days, like X person, like this other person got banned for like Y days. Why didn't this person get banned? Why did this person get banned? And I'm just like, I live in my bubble, right? I just play League of Legends all day, you know, maybe leave the house like a little bit, like once every other day, and that's it. But like, when I see stuff like this, it's like, while it doesn't affect me, I feel like I should care, because, you know, it's a platform I live on, essentially. Like, if Twitch went under for any reason, or like they took too much flack, all of a sudden, like, I care a lot. But before it gets to that point, like, I have to give a shit. So I'm caring now. I think that they should at least be consistent.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. True. My biggest problem with Livestream Fail is because it has so much separate fan bases. Normally, it's fine, but when they start like downvoting or like getting angry when their favorite streamer stuff is not posted, it's posted from another streamer. So like, it's like, why is this shit on my subreddit kind of deal? Whereas it started off as a platform for everyone, right? Mm-hmm. And the streamers came in with their fan bases. But then fan bases started warring with other fan bases, and they just constantly talk shit to one another and downvote to one another. It's like its own new ecosystem now.
For me, I just look at it and I'm just like, okay, so did Pokey or Albert get a clip today? Oh, no? Okay, we're good. Or Lily. And those are the only three people that hit the subreddit. Or Fed if he gets banned.
No, Toast gets clipped a lot.
No.
More
no.
than me,
no,
right?
No.
It's not even close. You.
I don't really get clipped.
What?
No. Ooh. I get clipped with... Okay, I used to get clipped a lot with Destiny. Every time I interacted with him, it would get clipped.
Yeah.
I came to a point, I'm like, Steven, I don't know if I want to, like, play games with you. Because, like, I'm afraid, like, anything I say, clipped.
But you have that power, Lily Pichu. Others would envy that type of power.
I like it when Albert gets clipped.
Yeah, it's always him doing something
like really cool, and I'm like, yeah, you cool, you show your talents off, and yeah, number one fan.
Finally, the third piece of YouTube drama we're gonna talk about.
Holy shit, there's this many?
Yeah, yes. There's a lot.
Oh, there's a fourth one if you count the.
Oh, I don't know if we want to go to that one.
Think about it. The third one is a YouTuber called Austin Jones was convicted. And he's going to spend 10 years in jail because he asked underage girls to send him salacious videos.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. In the court transcript, what he told the girl was, please look into the camera and say, "Hi, Austin, I'm 14 years old."
Oh my.
And then twerk. Although he didn't call it twerking, he said, "Make your ass clap," I believe was.
Weird chant.
The way to say it. So, like, it's one thing to ask your female fans to twerk for you and send you videos. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to ask it of underage girls. And it's another thing to ask of underage girl and have them specifically
say their name.
Say their name. Like, I want to know that you're underage kind of deal. So this was like three steps too far.
Right, so let me ask you this. Have any of you ever requested anything from your fans?
Nope.
No.
I'm not saying like negatively. I'm just, have you guys ever had fan requests?
No.
I mean, fans request.
Whoa, Vaughn, what do you mean?
No. I mean, like, anything?
Yeah, like anything. Like, you know.
I can't think of anything.
Put a shoe on your head? I don't know.
I think girls are different. Like, I don't know much girls who are like, oh, I want to see my fan's dick kind of deal.
Well, I didn't say anything sexually. I was just asking any requests, you know.
It's a sexual thing.
I'm not saying that.
Look. Back when I was starting out and I was single, if a female fan wanted to, off-age female fan wanted to send me pictures of their boobs, I'm not going to not look at it, you know?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to look at it. I'm not going to reply to it.
But you're going to look at it.
I'm going to look at it.
Maybe more than once?
Maybe more than once.
Okay, cool.
If it's a nice pair of boobs. But I would never ask, because if I ask and she screenshots that shit,
it's done.
Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah.
I hope after someone clips like something where you just request something just outrageous. Yeah, I want a shoelace on your nose, on your left nostril.
Scar, has any female fans sent you any salacious pictures?
Yes.
Oh, dang, you got them. Saved.
Why are you so surprised?
No, I'm not surprised.
I feel like anything that happens, it's like, girls are interested in you?
Yo, show me.
No, I don't have them saved.
But you have them.
No, I don't.
Was that on a platform where you can just go back and search it up again and I can look at it? Why? Not that I would.
Why would you want to look at them? What is going on?
How many times have this happened?
A handful, I guess, over the last like half decade.
Damn,
I can only count it happened once, and the boobs weren't even that great.
Now, whoever sent you that is gonna be offended when they watch this.
Yeah.
Oh, cause they know they're the only ones.
Yeah, it's true.
And now you're gonna know.
Holy. Interesting. But yeah, I think for guys, you know, they get a little bit of fame and, you know, a little power over these fangirls throwing themselves at them. But underage.
Yeah, that's a whole other ballgame. Yeah. Not just you're creepy.
I wonder if it's like a power thing, because like they're so like much younger that like they'll literally listen to anything that you ask of them.
It's definitely a power thing.
Yeah, and he has like so much power over them. Yeah, he's, like, young so much older. Girls, like
very, you know, impressionable. Like they look up to you.
Let's kick out like the Twitch streamer space. And let's just look at like, you know, K-pop groups. If you're like a diehard fan of these K-pop groups and one of the members asks you to do something, salacious or not, do you think they would do it? Someone out there, one of their fans would do it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure some of these people would die for them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and that's like the biggest groups in the world, you know?
Yeah.
And then at some level, like, it's just a numbers game for people below that. Like, when you get, when you become popular, like, there's a responsibility attached to that where, like, you have more power than other people. And how you use that power could be really bad, as we've gone through a couple examples.
Yeah. I mean, I think streamers, in terms of, like, having control over their fan base is pretty low. Like, because they see all the good side and bad side of us, they treat us very human, they shit talk us, they like say nice things too, but I don't think too much of them idolize Twitch streamers. Like, I will do anything for
you. Are you serious?
I won't say much compared to like,
oh yeah, I guess that's true. It's because you see too much. Like,
yeah,
over an 8-hour period of my stream, you see too much.
They see me unshowered wearing the same thing 2 days in a row or 3 days in a row. Oh, can you not, like, listen, I'm talking over here, okay?
Yeah,
like, yeah, I'm keep my viewer standards low.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't like K-pop stars. I don't imagine them having too much like dedicated haters.
Oh, anti-fans are a thing.
Oh, they have huge anti-fans.
But do they hate it just because they're popular?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them.
Do that.
Yeah. But that, like, that's for me. That's not true hating.
What?
True hating is just like someone who doesn't like you because they don't like your personality or they don't like your content. They dedicate to hating you because of
true
who you
haters
are
my biggest fans. Because they know everything about me.
They stalk everything about you.
My most hardcore fans don't know as much as my true haters.
I actually agree with that. That's so true.
They'll be like, Skara, you said this here about this champion.
3 months and 4 days ago at this time exactly. You were wearing a black shirt and white shorts and you said this and I quote, this is blah, blah, blah. I want you to know, Skara, you know shit, okay? And this is why I'm going to send you an essay.
You contradict yourself? Yeah. 6 years later, I'm like, yeah, I guess I did, you know? But like, no, they'll seriously be like that. Like, they'll remember like the very minute details, X, Y, and Z. They'll be like, why did you say something different here? And my actual like fans of me are just like, hey, dude, I love your shit. Like, come watch every day.
That was me, Skara.
Are you my anti fan or my biggest fan?
Yeah, haters are tsundere fans.
Haters make us famous, legit.
I don't have haters yet.
Yet.
Are you serious?
When you're
telling me this,
Sean
loves you.
No one's vocal enough to be like, I mean, I guess maybe no one cares enough to be like, I hate Yvonne.
That's not true.
I'm pretty sure there was one Yvonne comment somewhere.
Yeah, there's been one. But
what
I
tried
really hard.
What do you say?
What do you say? Say.
He said, I don't understand why Yvonne's face is so big. It doesn't it doesn't match with her body.
She's
trying to say that
is that really
hating?
Yeah, it's almost like a compliment. He's saying like your body is skinny for that face.
That's why I laughed though.
Wait, that's actually such a funny sometimes you get hater comments that's like really funny. I got a comment once where I was like, can someone kill her before she lays eggs? Oh god, man.
So pedophilia. What? Good or bad?
I hate you so much.
Illegal in multiple countries in the world.
But not all of them? Is there a country where pedophilia is legal?
Probably.
Child bride?
There's a lot of countries out there, right? I can't say I know enough about all of them.
Weird champ.
Is there a country where pedophilia is legal? Well, they wouldn't call it pedophilia. They would call it like love or some shit.
Okay, let's move on topic.
Oh, Jesus,
this is too bad. Move on. What's our next topic?
Pop culture. We watched Detective Pikachu, and here's our spoiler-free review. It was shit.
Yeah, so bad.
Bad.
Oh, God.
Okay. Wait. Okay. I enjoyed the Pokemon, the universe. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of little mini things that I feel like I wish they would expand on to give us more of the taste of like.
This is a very long way to say it was bad.
No, okay. The Pokemons were really cute.
If you like Pokemon, you'll enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
If you want excellent.
Ryan Reynolds.
If you like excellent acting that isn't Ryan Reynolds, or if you like plot, well designed plots, or you like intricate world building, you will not like this movie. Also, if you like Game of Thrones plots, you might like this movie.
I also thought, like, I watched all the trailers, right? And a lot of the memorable scenes, they just, like, put in the trailer.
It was in the trailer.
Oh,
That's why the trailer was so good. We're like, oh, yeah, we're so hyped to watch it.
Yeah, all
and
the
then
trailers.
We watch it
okay.
The trailer was majority Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah.
Look,
the movie was not majority
All I'm saying, if you're a big Psyduck fan, I love Psyduck, and he's my favorite Pokemon, and he's also in the movie. So I liked all the scenes with him.
Oh, dude, all the Pokemons were done so well.
Remove all the human.
Yeah.
Except for Ryan Reynolds. I'm down.
Ryan Reynolds he carried it.
What do you think about the main actor? Justice
weak.
Smith.
I thought the main actor was a little weak.
Oh, he was kind of weak. And I think that so was the main female actress.
Yeah.
It's kind of weak too.
It makes me think that they are being directed to act like that.
Yeah,
probably like over the top, like kind of anime-ish.
Like I can see it like a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Like it's a little exaggerated, and then like you know, kids like that.
I don't think they're bad at. I don't think that you would hire bad actors or actresses for movies.
It just felt really cheesy.
It felt very forced.
But I guess.
Maybe people love it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I actually heard something funny. So I was talking to Stella about this. Apparently, the Japanese dub uses someone who's not like Ryan Reynolds, obviously, and the movie is just like way worse. Like just with him there, he like hard carries the movie, and without him, it's like almost unwatchable.
Oh man, love Ryan Reynolds.
He's a beast. Like straight up, so hard carry the movie.
There were some dark jokes in there too that Ryan sprinkled in. I appreciated those.
I think the thing about the Pokemon movie is like it's obviously for kids, but because the generation that grew up with Pokemon,
they're all adults,
mid late 20s, early 30s, which appeals to a lot of us. And we're like, I love Pokemon. I grew up with Pokemon. And you go watch it and you see the Pokemon and you like the Pokemon, but you realize, oh shit, wait, this is a kid's movie.
Yeah.
But even if it is a kid's movie, there are a lot of kids' movie that can be done like that all audiences can enjoy it. It doesn't have to be shoehorned.
I think into a good example of this is the Lego movies always get like huge praise for being like, did you watch them all?
Yeah, I didn't watch them all. I didn't watch Ninjago or whatever.
I've heard the Lego movies are all like super good. Everyone who goes to watch them, like all my peers are just like, I love
them. They're okay. Sean's,
you hear that, Yvonne?
Sean's favorite.
They're super good. They're not just normal.
Okay,
good.
I like the first Lego movie. Wait, and the most recent ones was okay too.
Kids liked Shrek.
Oh yeah, Shrek.
Shrek
was
a great movie.
Adults liked Shrek.
I've seen the movie too many times.
They should have made a Pokemon movie like that was like Shrek.
I'd be down. What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I would actually love a
CG
more, like,
CG 3D. The donkey. I'm down.
Interesting. Okay.
Shrek was good. Moving on to other world news. Apparently, in America, they are going to ban abortion in Georgia. How long? 6 weeks?
Yeah.
So if you've been pregnant for 6 weeks or more, it is illegal to abort the baby. And it is also illegal to go out of state to abort the baby.
Sometimes, really?
Yeah.
I want to like America, and then it does like dumb shit like this. I'm like, what are you doing? We're going back, literally going backwards in time. Mm-hmm.
You also have to prove that it was a miscarriage. Like, you can't just like, if they find out that like, or if they find some way to prove that it wasn't an accident, you'd get thrown in jail too.
I feel like the idea of having like separate state laws and separate country laws is like, it's really good in an idea of a perfectly free state.
Why are old men dictating when or how?
It's a very boomer statement.
I'm sorry. It's called the heartbeat bill, right? I believe. It's not on there. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not huge on like politics or stuff. And the reason I'm not is I'm like the worst person when it comes to politics. Like, I just feel like the system itself is like fucked up, obviously, in a lot of different ways. And although I used to do a lot of research, or like a decent amount of research, because I used to do debate, and it forced you to do research about our political system, I just stopped caring. Like, all I care about is League of Legends and like you guys. So like, because of that, like, it's like people are like, so what's your opinion on abortion and by law state? I'm like, you know what, I'm pro-choice, but like, so like, I just think this is stupid, but I think a lot of the stuff that happens is stupid. So like, I see this as like a shit stupid.
So you're pro-choice. What about you, Lily?
Obviously pro-choice.
Yvonne?
Pro-choice.
So up to the baby's birth, you still think they should have the right to abort it? 8 months old. In the belly.
I would be more worried.
Do people
for their
actually
safety?
Abort that late though? That's a huge health hazard. I looked this
right
up actually, and then it's very dependent. They won't let you if it's too late.
Yeah.
It's actually dangerous.
It's actually dangerous, I think.
For the woman.
Yeah.
But if it's like super dangerous to your health, you might do it.
Look, oh god, this is also why I hate talking about like political stuff like this, because when it's really easy to get into debates about nitty gritty shit. Mm-hmm. Like, because in essence, like what happens is like okay, well, do you do you believe like abortion should be like legal or illegal, or like what's your stance? Like, oh, I'm pro-choice, I think like they should have the choice. But then you're like, okay, so what, at what time period do they have the choice?
Mm-hmm. what
till what second of like past a certain
if point. We allow gay marriage, what's to stop us from allowing marriages to animals, huh?
I heard that argument before.
Yeah, I feel like people,
what's to stop incest,
people like end up tunneling in on like the smaller details, mm-hmm. that should be fine-tuned after like the general notion is agreed upon. And I think that like because they tend to just immediately tunnel in on the smaller stuff, that's why I feel like a lot of like the system is like fucked up, because like you can like convince people something, you can convince people about anything, actually. I feel like it's possible. I to some degree agree with you that a bad thing, generally speaking, like a bad thing can be perceived as good in certain situations. Obviously, good and bad, moral gray area. I'm not denying that, but that's why I don't really talk politics.
Should transgender men be allowed to use the women's bathroom?
Get me out of here. I thought we were going to talk about games.
You should just make some gender.
There's a worldly news. Sean wrote this. Godzilla has killed millions of innocent Japanese people, and yet OTV went to see it to support him. Who are the real monsters here?
This is such a fucking Sean question.
What is that?
I swear to God. Okay. Okay, so we all got sponsored to go watch Godzilla.
It was my first, I guess, movie sponsor.
Same, and it was my first preview thing. So obviously, it was the best movie of all time, and that's all we can say legally on stream, right? But the thing that really ruined the movie for me is not what happened in the movie. I was sitting next to Peter Park TV. God. There was two people who just randomly clapped every 10, 15 minutes. Every 10, 15 minutes. Doesn't matter what he said. Or what happened on the screen, they would just be like, and then it got so bad that the police, a guard had to come over, escort one of the people off. And me and Peter were like, oh, thank God. And
escort? Why not just tell him, hey, stop that?
I think he maybe did that, but like he stopped. And then the other person was just more pronounced. And they were just like, and they would have like, anytime this one-liners got said, they would start clapping. Anytime like Godzilla won or did something cool, they would start clapping. The main character.
Spoilers.
I'm saying like won a fight, you know.
Yeah, won a fight. He wins at least one fight.
Yeah.
Big spoilers.
I'm not saying that like whatever. You know what I mean? I know. He's in a fight and he does like a cool move. So people start clapping, and then it starts getting fucked up. He just starts clapping on like, oh, Godzilla got beat up. Oh, they start clapping too. It was the most obnoxious shit ever. Whoever did that,
it's probably content so creator because like
it was, no, it was.
Do you know who it is?
No.
Oh, because it was 80% content creator.
It was like 90%.
90%.
I'm just saying, whoever that was, like my enjoyment level of the movie would have been a lot higher had that person not existed in my world.
Wow, that's a harsh take.
Ice Cube's son was there.
Yeah, Ice Cube's son.
It's weird because like I only know him as Ice Cube's son.
I had to ask Toast. I was like, "What's his name?" You're like, "Well, he was straight out of Compton." And I was like, "But what's his name?"
I know here's the problem. It's his son, and his first big role was playing his dad.
Yes.
So Ice Cube's son played Ice Cube. So everything I know him is related to Ice Cube. I'm not trying to be like insensitive because I know it sucks to be known as someone's like wife, someone's daughter. Mm-hmm. But it was Ice Cube.
We're all Pokey's roommates. All it's not a big deal.
But yeah, he was there. I thought that was really cool to see like a celebrity. Like, oh, that's nice. Like it was one of those premieres people go to.
It was a cool event because there were so many people that we knew.
If you took my Twitter following and went down and cut a fourth of the people, they were all there.
Like, I blocked it, which is just coming out. My blog is really cool.
Yeah, legit, like everyone we knew was there. And then what happened was it was so funny. So there was a pre-reception, okay? And then half the room was everyone I knew. Like literally like 60 people. Like we had people like Froggen, Zig, a lot come out. Like League Pros, we had people like... you know, our associate friend group like Leslie, all of them
Make
came
sure
out.
Make sure to get Pokemon in my vlog for the
okay.
Gonna probably put it in my thumbnail title. Everything.
And then the room just naturally split itself in half from like the esport people and then the TikTok people.
Oh, yeah, they're more TikTokers.
And then like I asked my agency which set it up, UTA, and I was like, so like what happened? And like, oh, that's the side, that's the part with like the main media, like the TikTokers and the rest of like the like other media platforms. And I was like, should I go over there and introduce myself?
No, you all sat in a corner.
Wait. When you say you all.
Okay, maybe not you, but I know Toast sat in a corner.
Why would you call me out?
Oh, it's in my vlog.
So. Toast definitely did. I'm just saying, Lily, I saw you there.
You know,
I was keeping them company.
I had a lot to drink that day. Yeah,
Toast drank a lot. Yeah, in the Toast first, actually like, hour
has a huge Asian glow.
Oh, he was beet red.
Yeah, he was like a tomato.
I want to party, okay? It was my relaxation time. So no, I didn't meet anyone.
You really wanted to meet Poe Belter, remember?
I want to get a picture with Poe Belter for social media.
He was such a pussy. Actually insane.
He didn't go.
Rude.
Poe Belter was there 2 hours and 15 minutes before the movie started. And during that period of time, Toast did not go and ask him for a picture.
I should have just dragged him over.
I know.
For him.
Literally just, I even offered. I was like, you know what? We can do this. And he was like, no.
I'm sure throughout my entire lifetime, I will meet Poe Belter again.
That's all that you know. Maybe he leaves NA for Korea next year and then you just
never
over.
See him ever again.
What was that?
She's getting really
I'm sorry,
tired.
Is this boring you?
No, I'm really
all right, tired. You suggest the topic. Go!
All right.
Do you know what negative reinforcement is?
Oh, you say that a lot, yeah.
That's what I'm doing to you right now.
You give me
this will teach you to yawn. Scarlet Beater.
That's my Godzilla fan.
I can't beat underage women, okay?
Oh, that's cute. Not
as Wait, true. Why?
What?
Which part is offensive?
Why are you asking me like it's a politics question?
No, well, which part? Which is the part that holds
Everything
you back?
Everything is offensive.
The underage part or the women part?
I'm a pacifist, okay?
Yvonne?
Huh? What?
Punch her. You punch her right now.
Sean will be impressed if you're aggressive.
What does that mean, Sean? America outsourcing jobs to Pokemon, Pikachu becomes a detective? Question mark?
Sean, what do you take?
Sean!
Not using a human to be a detective.
It's a world where Pokemon and humans live together in harmony, right?
Sean, your questions are
incredible. I like them.
I'm just looking out for mankind, okay?
Sean says he's just looking out for mankind. Wait, are you mic'd in?
Yes.
Oh, they can hear you now.
Oh, he's using a lavalier mic.
We use the new mixer that allows for more channels that you guys can hear our producer.
That's
live.
Why the audio was scuffed at the
yeah.
beginning.
Because we thought you guys would want to hear Sean over us sometimes.
Yeah, Sean has some really, really hot takes. What do you think about the heartbeat bill?
What do you think about Yvonne talking to other Seans?
What do you think about abortion?
I'm not cool with Yvonne talking to other Seans. Well, if this Sean is the Sean in chat, I'm like cool with him. Like we're friends now, but he's probably not going to talk to Yvonne anymore. About the abortion thing, I don't think men should ever write laws for women.
What if there was a woman on that panel?
It should be an all-women panel. And they should all have daughters. So it's like...
What the fuck?
Wait, did you know there's a woman who's like... She has like a huge following. Like a couple million on Twitter.
A
and
woman
she,
with a huge following? What the fuck?
And then she is trying to get everyone to do like a sex... strike.
She's right there.
Alyssa Milano.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like wait, what does that mean?
No sex for men.
What yeah.
the fuck?
Easy. I'm part of that movement.
She's saying that like if we could accidentally get like thrown into jail for like having a miscarriage, then no, we should not have sex to protect ourselves.
Why? I mean, a lot of people online are part of that movement. Actually, a lot of people in my Twitch chat actually were.
Why
We're
are you
with
so
her.
Mean to your community, Skara?
Wait, what?
This is why God invented the right hand.
What about the left?
Yeah.
All right.
Why should the panel be women? Why can't men write laws? Why does it have to include women? What's the difference between men and women?
Never mind.
Toast. I'm throwing the questions out there.
I feel like you're really trying to be devil's advocate, but even you know you're wrong.
Men and women should be treated the same, right?
Yes.
Therefore.
So why is there a difference of having more women on a bill? Why should there be women on the bill?
Just
why,
because specifically, it has to do with women.
But men can understand the plights women go through.
This is true. And some women could be against other women.
Can men get pregnant?
No,
I think
they
that's
can't.
The logic it's going
but
to.
But I understand how it, hard it is for a woman to go through that. And I'm
really
pathetic.
I don't agree with you. I don't believe you do. I don't think you empathize.
Why? Because I'm a man?
Yes.
Are you saying no man can understand what women go through?
No. I don't agree with that. Oh, the panel should be a woman, first
yeah.
of all. But at the same time, I can see why some people would think that. I don't mm-hmm. think it's right, though.
Yeah.
I think it should be all women with...
daughters. Yeah, even
with
like
daughters.
All women with daughters. Let's but just... Yeah, okay, yeah.
No, whoa. I meant the board should be all women, and those women have to have daughters.
Okay.
All women with... Yeah.
I think dads that only have sons don't think about women the same way. Like, when I have a daughter, her first boyfriend is dead.
Oh, okay.
But I will protect her.
Sean, I can't tell when you're being serious, so I have to actually listen in, and then at some point, I'm like, he's not serious.
I don't tell jokes.
Okay, yeah. I
so what we're saying is Sean has a son, he's not allowed on the panel, because he's someone who only has a son.
Okay. So, Toast, let's say this is a panel of equal sexes, right?
Okay, two girls, two guys.
Yeah, so what would we be allowed to make a rule about?
Everything.
Everything. A perfectly equal... But Sean just said that the panel has to be more women.
He's wrong.
Why?
Because men, there's no difference between men and women.
None. There's none.
I believe in gender equality.
I know.
We're talking about gender equality.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Tell us, I fucking hate you.
Okay. Well, I do think it should be a mix. But like I don't it's kind of weird. It's like how do you quantify that? There has to be like 3 men and 5 women or like 3 men and 3 women.
Just make
women.
A 3-fifths
like,
compromise. Like
do you think you have to experience something to be able to make laws that affect it?
I don't think
no.
so.
Or
let's say like if there's a husband and his wife and he's seen like all mm-hmm. the pain that his wife goes through. Like I think it depends on like your level of empathy. There can be women who don't have that empathy, right?
Yeah.
So I don't agree with
like,
the gender
you don't
thing.
Have to be gay to pass like a gay marriage law or something.
You don't need to be a challenger player to be a League of Legends coach.
I was
is that true or false? Wait. Oh,
I was a challenger player when I coached, okay?
Let's fucking
I don't know
go.
Why I looked at you. That was like the right time to look at you. Sorry.
You believe that, Scar?
No, of course not. The best coaches aren't challenger. Oh, there's some really good coaches that are.
No, a lot of coaches aren't like mm-hmm. challengers.
I think actually most coaches are diamond. So actually there's a like like a subtle floor people don't really talk about. If you can't coach yourself with having zero mechanics to diamond, you're probably just unsalvageable and should really quit thinking about ever trying to climb out of flat.
I can coach you, Scar. I may be only
I'm talking about you, not coaches.
Oh. What?
What?
I may be only platinum, but I can be challenger in coaching. I think I can tell you what to do by backseat gaming you and just watching
Lily,
you
can't even tell yourself what to do. It's
but
hopeless.
I can tell other people what to do.
It's true.
That reminds me of stream coaches.
Oh!
How none of them have like a stream with over 200 viewers and they're charging people. I can teach you how to become a better streamer.
Dude, it's funny when I talk to streamers and there's like, so how'd you get big? I have no fucking idea.
But that's like the same idea of like art critics or food critics or like book reviewers, like anyone. Like you don't have to be like master of the craft to be a critic.
No one's gonna respect you as a stream coach if you can't even get more than 200 viewers.
Movie reviewers, none of them have made movies probably, right? Mm-hmm. But they still review movies. That's their job. Oh, my eyes twitching.
Who do you? Why is it hurting? Is it because you're looking at someone on the panel?
No, it's
panel?
Just been twitching lately. I think.
Is it because you don't?
No. Can you stop? You guys need to stop doing this stuff where you like twist the words. I think I have eye strain.
Welcome to politics, Lily.
Welcome to politics. Do you think religion should play a role in politics?
I'm done.
Stream coaches. I want to be a stream coach. No, I don't know.
You don't want to be a stream coach.
I don't know if stream coach is the right word, but I want to like be support staff for streamers that I believe in.
Oh, can you? You can support me.
I believe in.
Okay, all right. Point taken. Loud and clear.
Like planning their shit, their content, buying them the equipment they need.
Isn't that kind of what Streamer Camp is doing? Like they're helping. Like
I think they're doing more than most. Like mm-hmm. If I had the choice to be on Streamer Camp or to be stream coached for like a week or two,
I'd be Streamer Camp.
I think Streamer Camp would do more for you as an individual. But like that's obviously my personal.
Plus, you should be part of Streamer Camp.
But I want to like take one person.
No. So I think that's the thing. I agree with you. Like the part of the reason why I stopped coaching was because I felt like if I'm not passionate enough about coaching. Like sometimes you don't get along with the people you coach as well, you know? And sometimes you vibe really well with one or two people.
You can
people.
Coach me. You vibe well with me.
Lily, you're a lost cause. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, Lily, don't worry. At this some point, panel is you can make it to Diamond. I really believe in you. Honestly, I think Diamond isn't even the lowest ground. You can make it all the way to Challenger.
Okay, Scara.
I'm serious. Mm-hmm. But I think that like working one-on-one with people is much more enjoyable for me. So and I find that like some people like teaching multiple people and some people like teaching a lot less. For me, the fewer the people I work with, the much more it's much more enjoyable because I get to have like that more focused one-on-one. I don't like splitting attention. Like I think that that's lame. And I think I can see like results better obviously when you're doing stuff. Like I do this for everything, right? I have like a personal trainer. When I get my hair cut, you know where I go? I go to a salon where there's literally you have to book an appointment and it's just you and the person cutting your hair.
Wow.
Intimate.
And I just prefer that setting as opposed to like something where it's like there's a lot of people there. Like I just I like the more one-on-one like personalized
settings.
Does Streamer
Camp have a like a winner at the end? Is this like or is this just like a
I think it's everyone wins.
The
winning is the friendship you made along the way.
Okay.
And the clout you gained from other streamers.
True?
What?
True.
No, let's be honest.
You're not wrong.
In this world,
absolutely true. Yes,
Biggest like a huge appeal of something like Streamer Camp is rubbing shoulders with industry titans.
Okay, when you say like that, it's very
industry.
Am I wrong? Right. Also, I'm not involved in Streamer Camp. I'm not talking about myself.
I want to be involved in Streamer Camp. I want to be a camp counselor.
Oh,
and be like our class. Woo. Let's all learn together. Why does no one like me?
That's good. Good, Lily.
That's how I feel, Yvonne. Great, great phrasing. That's good, Lily.
Yeah. That's great.
What do you guys think about shipping content? Because right now, live stream fail is going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Over Miss Kiff's shipping content. Dude. I ask because I'm sure at Streamer Camp, four girls, four guys, they'll be shipping content.
But you know what they did for whatchamacallit Streamer Camp? Like part of the application process is to write if you're single or not.
I still find that hilarious.
And part of the first critique between me and Fed when we were watching Streamer Camp before was like having that kind of romantic element actually it's like it attracts people. Like that's part of the reason why Terrace House is a big deal, right? Because you have to be single to be on
Here's
that show.
The truth. Yeah. People love shipping content.
Oh, it's absolutely.
But Livestream failed. They don't want to admit it. Like back when, you know, offline TV got involved with it, it was a little cringy. I'll give you that. Some people went overboard. But they're like, oh, shipping content. Gross. Fake. And now it's like, a streamer they like is involved in shipping content. It's like, oh, we love shipping content. Well, are they going on a date next week? Let me donate $10,000 so they can go on a date. Let me write this essay to give Miss Kiff tips on how to like bang this girl. It's like, here's the reality. Shipping is appealing to us because we can see ourselves falling in love. It's a very human.
Speak for yourself.
You got two matches on the East meets East. Dating app.
This is true.
It's relatable. We all want to find love.
It's like you're living vicariously through them.
That's the best way to put it. And like, I think I've seen clips of them. I think they're cute. Like, I think whatever, you know.
They're in for a fucking roller coaster. This is the beginning, Miss Kiff. I wish you the best of luck, buddy.
I feel like if two popular people are that much. On stream on a daily basis, like people are gonna naturally do that, because like the chemistry there is like people are just gonna be into that, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's true for, it was true for you, right? When
sparks were flying,
right? When your relationship first started, that was the case.
Jost.
And then like it'd be true for anyone, right? Like let's say like Sean and Yvonne weren't.
Let's say they were just single dudes that exactly. worked for offline TV.
And then they found their relationship through offline. Then every fucking week it'd be like, oh my god, Yvonne said Sean look cute today. And like Sean said Yvonne look cute and Yvonne said ugh.
Because it's like visual like that. Progress. You can see something being made before your eyes.
Like it's invisible, but it's like
it's a narrative. You can get invested in the narrative.
Yvonne's giving me that weird look, but Sean's thinking about it. He's like, yeah, I would call her cute.
Lily didn't know Yvonne and I were dating for a long time.
For like a whole
should I tell
like,
a story
she
again?
Could see the progress,
such a funny story. Yeah. Okay, so when Yvonne first became your internal health manager, she lived right next to me, right? Our rooms were right next to her, and I got to know Yvonne, and I'm like, oh, Yvonne seems really nice. Oh, there's this guy named Sean who comes over quite often. All right, I don't know what's going on there. And then one day I went into their room and they were lying on bed together watching a show.
No, like, we weren't even. I was at my computer and Sean was laying in bed.
Okay, Sean was laying in bed. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, he must be really close to her to use her bed so freely. Like, you guys dating? And they're like, yeah. I've been dating for like years.
To be honest,
like a month after I moved in. I was like, really? And Sean's here like all the time.
To be honest, I can understand this because
you felt the same with me.
There's.
Okay.
Oh, no. That I knew you guys were dating.
Oh,
what the hell? When in what other situation would you try to sneak in a guy at 3 a.m.?
Can we not talk
in the
about
house
this?
Multiple nights in a row? But like, Yvonne and Sean are like the couple that like does the least amount of like PDA I've ever seen, and it's because of her.
I thought I was Sean being really sneaky.
Whoa, I mean,
and so like if they're like together, like I see them holding hands, I'm like, oh my god, they're holding hands.
That's like, gross.
I'm just like Jesus
this?
Christ.
Yeah, they don't do a lot of PDA.
But I do think that like when they do show it, it's like it becomes more like
cute,
yeah,
endearing,
yeah.
And it makes me uncomfortable when I see that.
Should we?
So embarrassing.
You
want
to talk about your old
stories? No.
Bring up some DMs from like between you and other people about, hey, is Albert really into me? I don't really know, but like he seems to always drop whatever he's doing to drive 3 hours to come to our place.
That's true.
At any point during any day of the week, but I don't know if he's really into me.
Okay,
honestly,
he kind of
it's really weird. Like, but when I tell him to show up at 3 a.m. and anytime, he always does. And he stays the night. It's really awkward.
Unless he said like, I like you. I didn't want to like, you know, assume things.
Yeah.
Do you guys think it's exciting when you're the friend and you know two friends like each other?
Oh, it's so exciting.
I bet. Yeah. There was one time where, what was it? What was it, Annie and Jamie? I don't remember who it was. There's these, some of the girls shipped us before we even got together. They would watch our videos. Like,
I remember that.
Me playing piano and him playing violin. Be like, oh my god, they're so cute. Oh my god, like, stuff like that. And it was like maybe they're onto something. You know, maybe like he does like me. You know, it was really interesting.
But yeah, I could see why that shipping content does great. And honestly, I'm sure like if someone is in a relationship that's like a popular streamer, you're going to get that, right? Like Ninja never got that because he was in a relationship already when he blew up, right? But a good example is we live with Pokey, right? What if she goes public on a relationship that she's in and then they interact on stream all the time? That's just going to blow up like wildfire, right?
I think people like the will they, won't they friends thing. I think when it's like genuine spark and people can see the chemistry, they're like really invested. But I, you know, when it's like kind of forced for content, I hate that shit.
So you want to see like the organic buildup?
Yes, not the hey, you're a girl, I'm a guy, you know.
Would you prefer to catch those moments on stream as a streamer, or would you prefer to keep it more private, personal?
Catch it on stream.
Oh, definitely catch it on stream.
content.
Really?
Content.
I would prefer
what he did.
Well, I mean, yeah. I prefer to keep
all
it.
All of their... It was organic. Like, granted their attraction, but it was all on stream, which is why it was so popular.
I would prefer if it was more private. Like, it'd be like, if I was in a relationship, like, first of all, no one up there would know. And you guys will only know after, like, I've been like, okay, it's kind of serious.
Sometimes Gar goes out by himself, and then, like, we are like, oh, date. And I'll be like, and then he comes back, and he's like, no, I just went out to get food with, like,
five dudes.
You know?
No, it's actually hilarious, because it'll be like, Fed would be like, so I was watching, like, or it used to be when I had Live 360 on all the time. He'd be like, I was watching Live 360. You went here, the, like, movie theater, here for food. Who was it with? I'd be like, two dudes.
Without fail, just dudes.
And the thing is, the best part about this story is I lied to them. And so I was with a girl here and there, and they never fucking knew.
But now we know.
Which is why I would, if I'm this secretive with them, I would never tell.
But now we know. If Scar goes out from now on, we know it's because of East and East.
I would never tell them unless it was serious.
We have to go on a mission to check Life 360 and spy on him.
There's a reason I disabled the app, by the way.
How upset would you be if you found out we stalked you one day in a car following you?
Did you suggest this idea?
This one.
And then we were like, we actually thought of it. And then we're like, NASCAR would be really upset. We
would actually find it to be hilarious.
Don't
fucking do it. Because if you actually do it in a situation where, like, I'm on a date and then somehow you guys pop out, I'd be.
But we can force for you. So it's like, funny. Hey, you know who you're talking to? Scara, can I get you? And then we'll have, like, posters and, like, for you to sign.
Can you sign this for us, Scar?
It'll be awkward.
I would be so embarrassed. Because mainly if the person would know me, like, I would have already talked about you guys. So it's not like you guys would be, like, secretive.
We'll go in disguise.
Yeah, disguise.
We'll get a wig and everything and be like, hey, we know you.
I don't think any disguise would hide some of your foreheads.
Whoa, I'm so conscious of my forehead now. I'm gonna put my hair up on my forehead. Jesus Christ. Yeah. This looks stupid.
Yeah, but like.
But I'm glad I could tell you guys that.
Streamer stuff, love stuff, relationships. It's popular. Is Destiny doing a harem?
As Destiny's best friend. I always see like harem memes
in his chat.
It's because he goes on a quest. They call it Questiny for a reason.
Oh my god. I feel like.
It's like one girl, another girl.
I feel like looking at myself from 1 year ago where it's like harem, where it's like shipping. It's like this content still sells really well.
Oh, it's a banger.
Oh yeah. Questiny.
Like I think if anyone organically introduced. I wish he was
friends
to me
so he hung out with his, like, friends more. Go on.
Introduce what?
Sorry?
If anyone introduced that organic relationship, like, what if all of a sudden I just started talking to some, like, random girl on stream every day for a month, and, like, we hit it off on stream. I'd probably gain, like, immediately 20% more viewers.
Hell yeah.
100% 20% more viewers.
Hey, time to bring one of those girls.
One of those East meets East girls. Hey.
Damn.
I hate you guys.
And then Chad can make you look so good.
There's nothing wrong with responding to the message.
So well, you think my chat would say that? I'd be like, what? They'd be like, yeah. What does this girl see in him?
Really good.
How much is he paying her? There's stuff like that.
That's not true, Scara.
Dude, Scara, it's your turn. It's your turn.
This is Scara's arc. You know how, like,
starting now.
No.
They say offline TV is like an anime, right? And then, like, we had, like, arcs.
Scara, offline TV is fucking dying, okay?
We need this, Scara.
We need this. Do it for offline TV.
What the fuck?
Don't be selfish.
When's the last time people gave a shit about us? Bang the girl, Scara, for us.
Okay, that's a little too far.
What the fuck? Wait, why don't you ask us a pokey? She just hit 3 million on all platforms, by the way.
Because congratulations, Poki.
Congratulations, by the way.
Yes.
But.
Congratulations.
Did you get the reference? Yeah. It's anime.
But, Scara. Guys relate more to guys, and the majority of Twitch chat is guys. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I just think it's fucking hilarious that, like, all this questing was for, like, Mizkif and Maya. And then all of a sudden, Maya is just like, I love Destiny now. Like, after watching him on the podcast, like, he's just so articulate.
No one in their right mind would ever think that, by the way.
And then as soon as I read that, I'm just like, oh, this is the next, like, 3 weeks of drama. I can already see it. Like, the script just writes itself. Like, fucking, the Endgame doesn't need to hire, like, writers. They should just be hiring, like, shit the streamers on Twitch, you know, because they just write better plots than anyone else.
I'd say 80% of the people invested are just like, you know, oh, love, cute. And then 20% is like, actually, fuck Destiny. He's like ruining this perfect relationship.
That's Lily on her alt account.
What the fuck?
It's good stuff. So, Scara.
Yeah.
Are you going to message someone?
No.
You will.
I'm going to go on a dinner after this with two dudes.
Wait, with who?
Wait, why aren't we invited? Can we come?
Why didn't you
who is it?
Us?
It's two dudes.
Are they like streamers?
They're just two dudes.
Oh, we got there. Are they big, do they have clout?
Why are you so specific?
I'm trying to expand my
it's
sphere
two
of
dudes,
influence.
Okay.
Prove it.
We're just going to talk
gonna
about
need proof now
bro
every time.
Shit. What the fuck? You
wanna,
need to see a picture of me
you're
with these
have
guys.
To Insta story who you're having
who already
with.
Approved us stalking him. So
no,
we
yeah.
don't need his
that
permission.
That was ironically.
If you're trying to hide who you're going out to eat with, and we will
look,
stalk
look, look. Would you guys actually be offended if I didn't tell you immediately on any girl I had interest in?
I mean, nah, we nah. wouldn't be offended, nah. but it'd be nice to hear from you. You know,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you were like your true friend,
if I ever got serious about someone who was, I was even like super interested in them, I would tell you guys.
Okay.
For us, is we want to do everything in our power to make sure
my life is miserable.
Your relationship works out,
fails.
Or like that spark can happen.
Oh, I feel like that's why I make sure to purposely keep you guys away.
Wait, we would be great wingmen and
look,
women.
Yeah.
Look, I would just take Sean. Of all the people on this table, Sean would wingman me the best.
I would wingman
have
you.
Have you seen how good of a wingman I am?
No,
no.
You've never. When have you ever wingman
you've
for
never
someone?
Wingman. I take Fed as well. Because Fed, the thing about Fed
Fed
is,
will take the woman for herself.
Yeah.
No, no, that's not even true.
That's not true.
Because, like, Fed's actually allergic to
Asians.
Girls. No, I just feel like. He's just like. It's like he's interested in all these girls, and I feel like he talks to like a couple here and there, but like nothing ever happens. I just feel like he's just gonna go gay, you know? And like that's why I feel like there's no pressure if he's there. It doesn't matter if Fed's attractive, you know?
Fucking crazy. Okay, this is really how it's gonna roll out. Okay.
Oh, I know you can't take me because I'm too great and Fed is bad and he'll make you look good. Okay, I have justified it in my head. My ego is preserved.
You know what? Fuck you. I'm taking Sean. Sean, you're in.
God damn it.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for today's podcast. Before we go, Yvonne, any closing statements? What do you feel about how do you feel about pedophilia?
Oh my God!
We're wrapping up today's lessons.
Pedophilia bad.
Thanks.
Cheating bad.
Should religion play
Ooh,
a role?
Oh, there is something.
Politics?
Oh my God, Chad reminded me. Merch is gonna be out by the end of the month. After we get back from Vegas, there's gonna be a couple days that, you know, we're gonna prep for a little bit and then it's gonna
Oh, was this the one we did that cute photo shoot for?
Yeah, we did a really cute photo shoot. There's gonna be so
see,
many
real cute.
No,
photos.
It was
out.
It was cute because while we were hanging up the backdrop for it, since Yvonne's so short, it actually didn't go high enough.
Okay,
so we had to crouch for a lot of the pictures in our photo shoot.
A lot of the pictures where it looks like they're standing,
they're
actually
not.
Kneeling.
So I'm not making fun of Yvonne's height. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
She's short.
All right. Someone could have helped me hang those things up, okay?
Yeah, like toast.
Someone taller than me.
That's anyone. All
right. Yeah, anyone. Exactly.
Okay.
Scara, closing statements.
I'm still doing that stream every day for a year thing.
Are you going to give up?
No. I actually... Like I want to say I want to go for Kokarnage's record, but I feel like it's way too early to even try that.
He broke it, right?
He broke it for his second kid. So he streamed through his first kid.
Yeah, this is why you don't have kids.
Wait, he did 2,000 days, dude. That's insane. Mm-hmm. So like it's way too premature to say I want to go for that. But like I think that like 365, I've heard it gets harder in the last like third. Currently, it's fucking easy. It's like super easy. I say this as I forgot to stream today. So like, I have to go rush upstairs to stream right
after
this.
I mean, as long
this.
As you stream 1 hour, it's okay, right?
Shit, what time is it? Is it noon?
Don't worry, you got time.
No, you got time.
Turn on your phone, bam. Do it at like 11 o'clock
no,
so you stream 2 days.
You know, I thought about that, but like I try not to be lame. I'll try to do always at like at least like 4 hours to stream. But like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just chilling. I just play League and go out on dinners with bros.
Cool.
Nice
cool.
that you have to clarify that.
Yeah, I mean,
three consistent things in life.
Yeah.
Bros.
Death, taxes, Scara playing League.
Lily, closing bros. Statement.
Nothing.
Yeah. All right, let me shout out Lily for her. Okay, Lily has an art Instagram, which is called.
Look, if you're gonna plug your stuff, speak up.
Okay, I have an art Instagram. It's Instagram.com/staycomfy. Oh, also, my dog has an Instagram if you want to follow that.
Oh, wow. That's... I said one plug. You're going for two.
It's Lily Pupchu. It's LILYPUPCHU.
Lily Pupchu and Stay Comfy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow the Offline TV Instagram at Offline TV. And also, shout out to East Meets East for sponsoring today's video.
Thank you, guys.
If you enjoyed what we are pitching, use the link in the description below to download the app, try it out for yourself, find love.
And if your name is Sean, you know who to hit up.
Hello? If I get matches today.
Hey, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for watching the 14th ever Offline TV
really
podcast.
Lily's shyness annoys me, not going to lie. Why do I read the chat?
Ban him.
Ban him.
It's not like I want to be.
Mods, ban him.
How dare you imply anything negative about Lily Peach.
Okay,
you that, fucked up.
Now you're just a white knight. That's just a white knight.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for watching. We'll see you guys next time.
See you guys.
Bye. Thanks for watching.